Okay. This is a final sugya, chevra. And we had chigasa b'pshia v'soifa b'oinus, right? We thought it's going to work, and then it ends up not working. So look over here. The Mishnah says, chafal from a base. Hakelav agedi shekavs me'rosh agag. You have a dog, a goat, they jump from the top of the roof. V'shibru es hakelim, and they break kelim that are sitting below, that belong to somebody else. Mishalim nezik shalim. You have to pay nezik shalim. What does that tell us? Of course, then obviously this kind of activity is normal. It should have been anticipated by the owner. We're going to have to examine that. And then the next phrase of the Mishnah is even more elaborate. But hakelev shenato charara, a dog that takes a loaf of bread that was baking and sometimes lodged in the loaf of bread might be a coal, which would be dangerous. V'halach ligedish, and he strolls over to a pile of grain. He eats the loaf of bread, which belonged to somebody other than the owner of the dog. And he lights the pile of grain on fire, which also belongs to somebody else. On the loaf of bread, he pays Nezek Shalem, like Shane and Regel, because he ate property that belonged to somebody else. And on the pile of grain, he only pays Chatzi Nezek, kind of like a Tsroros, a Chatzi Nezek Tsroros. This is considered to be his direct activity, but rather something that came as a result of the actions of the dog, which we're going to have to explain further. It's going to get involved in a sugya this no get to kol haTorah kula mamash. Okay, but before we get to that second part of the Mishnah, let's examine the first, which was a kelev gadish shekavs me'rosh hagag. They jump from the top of a roof to kelim that are sitting below. You have to pay nezek shalom. That's considered to be normal activity. So says the Gemara, time of the kavtzu. The reason they're chayiv is because they jumped. Hanaflu, if the animal would have fallen, potter. Then the owner would have been exempt. Because that's an accident. That's not something that should have been anticipated. So, Alma Kasava, what do you see? Tchilasa b'pshia, if something begins with negligence, what's the negligence here? That the owner let his animal walk on top of some place where it could jump down and break the kelim of somebody else. So that's a pshia. V'soifa b'oinus. And even though in the end, ultimately, what occurs is an oinus, is an accident. The animal fell. Potter. You see that your potter tchilas v'pshia v'seifa ba'enis is potter. Tani nami hachi hakel v'agidish hakavs me'rushagag. Again, the animal jumps from on top of the roof to kelim below. Misham nezek shalom naflu. If it falls, paturin. So then your potter. Even though you should never let the animal be there in the first place because it could jump down and break this guy's kelim. Since in the end it didn't do that, all it did was fall. Then your potter. So, frak the Gemara, heinich l'man d'yomer tchilas v'pshia v'soifa ba'ines potter. This works according to the man d'yomer that holds that if you are initially negligent and an oinus occurs, that your potter, l'man d'yomer, chayiv ma'ik l'meimar. What can you say according to the opinion who holds as a machlekes throughout Shas? But tchilas v'pshia v'soifa ba'ines, you did something that was negligent, even though in the end an oinus occurred. Are you chayiv or not? What are you going to say according to the man d'yomer who holds chayiv, which is how we paskin, ma'ik l'meimar? We're talking about that you brought the kelim close to the kaisel. If the animal would jump, it wouldn't fall on the kelim. You don't even have tchilasu b'pshia. Okay, so what does the Gemara say? He's talking about a case like this.
This
way,
understand. You have a roof. You have the dog. I'm not going to attempt to draw a dog. Okay? Have your kelim up there. Then you have your kelim down here. So if the animal would jump, yeah, it would land on the kelim. If it falls, it's going to land here where there's nothing there. So says the Gemara that it's only considered to be tchilas v'pshia v'sofa ba'ones is if, right, so this is the typical case. I guess the typical case would be here. We thought the case was this. So if it would jump, it would break the kelim. Now that it fell and it broke the kelim, it should be tchilas v'pshia v'sofa ba'ones. And Gemara asks, so why if it falls, why if nafal, this is kafatz, kafatz presumably is going to jump further than nafal, so why are you punter for nafal? You should be chayiv, because if it would jump, it would break kelim, so you shouldn't have let your animal be there in the first place, even though it falls, that's tchilas v'pshia v'sofa ba'ones, tchilas v'pshia v'sofa ba'ones is chayiv. So Gemara says, no, we're talking about a case, the makavi kelim, makavi kaisel. The kelim over here. The kelim is over here. If the kelim is going to jump, it's going to jump over here.
So there's no tchilas of Rabshia. The only way it could break the kelim is if it falls. But that's not expected at all. That's an oinus if the animal falls. You don't want your animal to fall. So that's no foul. Then you don't have tchilas of Rabshia for sofa b'yonis. That's what the Gemara ends up saying. That's the case we're talking about. Yeah, where does this machlekes appear? Tchilas b'pshia b'sofa b'anis. The Gemara assumes that this is a big machlekes, and we pass in tchilas b'pshia b'sofa b'anis chayv. Where does this come up? So look over here. The Gemara b'ba mitziyam and beiz medalev. The Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, k'zofim ein lem shmira b'karka. If I give you money to watch, you have not fulfilled your obligation unless you guard them in the ground. I guess the equivalent of a safe deposit box or in the bank, right? Somewhere where nothing can happen to this, you know, it's in a vault, right? It's locked in the ground. No one knows where it's buried. Anything that happens, you know, will not affect above the ground, will not affect the money that's below the ground. So, hu gavra, says the Gemara, hu gavra, the if kidzuze gabi chavre, he gave his friend money to watch. Osvinu bitzrifa du urbani, and he put it in a lockbox. Igniv, the lockbox was stolen. So Amar of Yosef, Ava gavdu inyan ganve nitirusahi. Even though a lockbox, you know, that would have been, right? A lockbox is pretty good, right? For most things, a lockbox is pretty good. The guy put it in the equivalent, I guess, of a safe. It wasn't a vault in a bank, you know, almost, you know, I guess it could be break into a vault, but. But, you know, they put it in a safe in a house. It's pretty good, right? Most thefts, you would presume it wouldn't get stolen. So, it's pretty good. In Yenora, she would say, that's not considered to be good shmira for fire, because a fire could burn through a lockbox, or, you know, safes are pretty much fireproof, but that's a modern equivalent. But, you know, even if you put it in a locked container, a fire, it's not going to be protected from fire. So what happened over here? It was stolen. That's an oinus. How could I expect to be stolen from a safe? Yeah, but the safe really isn't good, assuming it's not a fireproof safe. It's not really good for fire. So you guard it. You didn't do what Chazal told you. Chazal told you, k'safim englem shmiel b'karka. You want to be shomer k'safim and put it in the ground. Then you're exempt from everything because a fire won't affect it. What do? You put it in a safe. So you really didn't follow the prescriptions of Chazal. A safe, it's true, it really should have been good enough to protect from theft, would not have been good enough to protect in the case of a fire. But it was stolen. It wasn't burned. A fire didn't occur. What occurred was a theft. So the Gemara says, it's still your chayiv. Or that's the discussion of the Gemara. So in Ganva Nitirusi, you really did enough to protect it from theft. You did not do enough to protect it in case of a fire. So havi tchilas v'pshiyah v'soifah ba'ayinah chayiv. Even though in the end what occurred was an inus, there was no reasonable expectation to assume that a thief would know how to break into a safe. That's, you know, that's beyond your, you know, your expectations. But you didn't guard it in case of a fire. So you were poshea in the case of the fire. And ultimately, because you didn't bury it in the ground, even though what occurred in the end was an inus, you're liable for that. Even though the truth of the matter is, not burying it in the ground would have been considered a pshia if a fire had occurred. In the end of the day, you put it in the safe. You guarded it properly, at least with regards to gneva, and an oinus occurred. Someone knew how to break into a safe. You should be potter. We pass in tchilas v'pshia v'sofa b'oinus chayiv. We paskin tchilas v'pshia. If you didn't do, you guard it in a proper fashion, at least with regards to fires, even though what occurred in the end was a theft, you're chayiv. Tchilas v'pshia v'sofa b'oinus chayiv. That's how we paskin. It's not a little bit in yonei tefillah. Right? Person, if he misses a tefillah b'oinus, he has tefillas tashlumen, or if he forgets. If he messes a tefillah, you know, b'pshiyah, b'meizid, then he doesn't have tefillah tashlumin. What if I pushed off davening in an inappropriate fashion, and then in the end, an oinus occurs? Do I have tefillah tashlumin, or don't I have tefillah tashlumin? So we would say tchilas b'pshiyah, soifa b'oinus, it's chayiv. Yeah, but that rarely comes up. Why? It would have to be, you don't have to daven. It's nice to daven the first possible opportunities. Reason why dealing with mitzvah, but the other, altach mitzena. But, you know, you also have to manage your time and other things could come up during the day. So if I have a minion that I plan to daven at later on, even though I didn't daven at the first possible opportunity, but I plan to daven and I had a legitimate plan, or guy's, you know, arranging his homework or whatever, you know, studying for finals and he has a legitimate plan, but in the end, an oinus occurs, you know, the dog eats your homework. So then, yeah, then that's not even tchilas v'pshiyah. You have to manage your time, and you manage your time appropriately. If I didn't have a legitimate plan, like I planned to study in the last 5 minutes, and there's no way you possibly could have studied in the last 5 minutes, I planned to daven, but there's no real way I'm going to be able to get, you know, be able to squeeze it in. It was an unrealistic plan. That's a pshiyah. Even though in the end the noinus occurs, you don't get tefilas tashlum. That's tchilas v'pshiyah b'soif b'oinus. Even though in the end the noinus occurred, but you were poshe at the beginning. So if a guy has an unrealistic plan for how to get through his work, and then even though in the end his dog eats his homework, or, you know, ate his rough draft, that's not good enough. But if he had a legitimate plan, that's not even tchilas v'pshiyah. That's only an noinus. Okay, but getting back, what happens? A guy didn't guard it properly, or at least fully with regards to all possible scenarios that might occur, that he's really a poshea. Even in the end, what occurs is an oinus, someone breaks into a safe, tchilas v'pshiyah v'soif b'oinus is chayv. So over here, back to our case, the Gemara says, how did you let your gedi go on top of the roof? If it would have jumped, you would have been chayev. So then how come, even if it falls, you're potter? So the Gemara concludes, no, we must be talking about this kind of case, where if the animal would have jumped, it wouldn't have broken any kelim. So there was no initial pshia, there's no initial negligence. Why can't I grab my animal right on top of this building? Ah, in the end it fell, okay. But there was no pshia. There was an oinus, but there was no initial pshia. In which case, you should be, that's why you're potter. That's why, if it jumps, you're chayim. If it falls, you're potter. What's the problem now, though? What's the problem? Let's read this case back into the Mishnah. Right. We can say all the pshatim we want, but we've got to read back into the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Kafatz is, what? If it jumps and it breaks kelim, what are you? Chayim. If it nafal and it breaks kelim, what are you? Potter. What's the case of the Mishnah? So initially, we thought the case of the Mishnah was this. There's kelim all the way. Yeah? The animal jumps on them, chayim, because that's dark above it. Nafal, potter, because that's an oinus. We asked, but how could you let the animal be there in the first place? If it jumps, you're going to be chayev. Even though in the end it falls, you're going to be potter, because that's an oinus. But chilas v'pshiyah v'soif b'oinus is chayev. So why are you potter? You should be chayev.
Yeah.
So we said, no, it's talking about this case. What's the case? That there are no kelim where it would have jumped the ark. If it's jumped, there's nothing there. Oh. So there's no pshiyah. Oh, therefore, if it falls, you're potter. What's the problem? Let's read it back into the Mishnah. But what did the Mishnah say? Im kafats, if the animal jumps, you're what? What happens if it jumps?
Chayev.
Why? But there's no kelim there. What's it jumping on? Huh? What are you going to say? So Tez Rabbeinu Peretz says the easiest answer. The Rabbeinu Peretz T-Rates is a kasha the Shonim were bothered with. The Litzadim Katani, the Mishnah is not talking about one consistent case, it's talking about two separate cases. The first case of the Mishnah is talking about this, or what, similar to what we thought initially. You have a Kelev, exactly what we thought of. No, it'd have to be this. You had a Kelev that jumped, Kafat, and the Kelem are here. So then you're Chayiv. And there's no Kelem here. And we're not talking about Nafal at all. What about the case of Nafal? That's where the kelim are only over there. Nafal, where your potter, where the kelim are only over here, and there's nothing further. And therefore, if it would have jumped, it would land on nothing. It would land on nothing. You'd be potter there too, because there's no kelim. So the first case of the Mishnah, kelim that jumps, is chayiv, is talking about where the kelim are only further out, there are no kelim here. And the case of Nafal, where the kelim over here, there are no kelim further out. Oh, come on.
That's what the Rabbeinu Peretz says. He says, Rabbeinu Peretz, T-Rex, the Stavu Katani, Kavtu Vishu became the Mecharki, Misham, and Nazik Sholem. Nafu Vishalu, Kalim, the Mekarvi, Peturim. Where the Kalim are close, but they're really not talking about the same case. There's not Kalim the whole way. One part of the mission is talking about where Kalim are close, the other part of the mission is talking about Kalim are far away. Okay. That's Rabbeinu Peretz. However, the Rashba says a different Teretz, and the Rashba leads us down a path which will help us understand, perhaps, what this whole thing about Chilas v'Pshiyah v'Soif v'Oinus is Chayv. What does that even mean? Why is that so? So says the Rashba the following thing. Ikal HaMeidach, he asked the following question that all the Rishonim were bothered with. Im Kein, Afilu Shibru Derech Kefitza, Amai Mishalim Nezek Sholim, V'Hom Mishunahu.
What are we talking about? Says the Gemara, we're talking about this case only. Don't tell me there's two different cases here, like Rabbeinu Peretz said. No. There's one case. What's the case? Where the kelim are close to the wall. That's why if Nafal is potter.
Well, I mean, if the kelim are close to the wall, why is kafatz chayiv? It's not breaking anything. There's nothing here. What's it jumping on? What must we say? Says the Rashba. Let's read the question. What's the only way it could break kelim if it jumps is if it doesn't jump far out like it normally jumps. It jumps down like this. Yeah, but that's strange. What animal jumps like that? Most animals would jump further out. That would be the normal way to jump. Here the animal jumped in a strange way. So for Ekta Rashba, that's the only way it could break the kelim. The low... Meaning, it must be abnormal. How do I know it must be abnormal? Otherwise, why are you putter here? If this would be normal, right? And that's why you're chayev, so then it's vayta tchilas v'pshiyah v'sarka b'yonis. So you should be chayev for nafal too. Must be this is mishuna to jump like this. If it's mishuna, you should only pay chatzi nezek. Here it says you pay nezek shalim. Iglo, ikasi tikshilan, tchilas v'pshiyahu v'ilab pshiyahu. Alma shomer havi. If it is not a pshia, it's shomer. The afshul chayva yoisim echatzin nezek. So then, why you chayva nezek shalom? You should only be chayva chatzin nezek. The chol apokos af al pisha atamotziu lezem mechlau oines iatamotziu mechlau meshuna. If you're going to say that the nafal is an oines and it's not tchilas b'pshia, so then when it jumps and it breaks the kelim in an abnormal fashion, all you should pay is chatzin nezek. You shouldn't pay nezek shalom. That's the question of the Rashba. Chavi, you can't have it both ways, right? If it jumps and it breaks kelim, that's considered to be normal, then I should never have let my animal be there in the first place, in which case, if it falls, I should be chayiv. If it jumps in an abnormal way, in which case I was not negligent in letting my animal be there, because I should never have anticipated that, then it should only pay chatzi nezek, not nezek shalem. You can't have it both ways, ostensibly. The Rashba answers, you can. You can have it both ways. He says the following, V'yesh lomar. The fact that the animal jumped close to the wall, that's not considered to be negligent because the owner didn't necessarily need to anticipate that the animal was going to jump in that abnormal fashion. So therefore, you are not chayev al ha'oinah shebesoifoi. We don't apply the rule of tchilas v'pshiyah v'soifoi ba'oinah is chayev. Da'afilu l'man d'yam tchilas v'pshiyah v'soifoi ba'oinah is chayev, even according to the one that holds, the fact that it was negligent in the beginning, even though it would occur in the end, was an oines, is chayev, lo amar ela b'makom pishia gemura. You are negligent by letting your animal be there because you have to anticipate it might actually jump down, straight down. And therefore, when it breaks kelim that are straight down, it is not mishuna, it's normal. Because I should have anticipated it, but it's not that common to call it a pishia gemura to let the animal be there in the first place. So what he basically answers is like this, Kavra. It would be normal for the animal to jump out this far. But it sometimes does occur that the animal will jump closer. So this pays Nezek Sholem. Even though the normal would have been to jump further out. Okay, sometimes it jumps straight down. 1 minute, but sometimes it jumps straight down. How could I let my animal be there in the first place? I'm a poshea. See, even though nafal is putter because it's an ines, it should be tchilas b'pshiyah of a sofer ba'ines. How could I let my animal be there in the first place? It should be chayav for the ines that occurs later on. The Rashba says, since it doesn't happen with the same frequency as jumping out, even though it is normal, doesn't happen with the same frequency, I'm not considered to be a poshea gamur. And the only time we apply tchilas v'pshiyah v'sofer ba'oines is chayiv is if you are a poshea gamur. Why? Okay, so the Rashba told us on an interesting thesis that this could be nezek shalem because it is not mishuna, something you should have anticipated. Yeah, but it's not that common that would label you as a poshea for letting your animal be there, or at least a poshea gamor to apply to the tchilas b'pshiyah v'sofer ba'oines chayev. So what the Rashba says is, there is a rule, tchilas b'pshiyah v'sofer ba'oines chayev, but it's only if you're a poshea gamor. Why should you have to be a poshea gamor? So this, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, gives us a glimpse into perhaps why tchilas b'pshiyah v'sofer ba'oines chayev. What's the pshat? However, if I were to ask you, tchilas b'pshiyah, beginning, you were poshea, right? Guy made an unrealistic plan to daven or to get his work done. And then, in the end, then oinus occurs. Are we going to buy that excuse?
We don't. We say Tchilasu b'pshia v'soifu parenes is chayv. Why is that? If I were to ask you why, asfara, pasha the asfara, Tchilasu b'pshia v'soifu parenes is chayv. Why? A guy says, my dog ate my homework. Why is that not a good excuse? Why? So because we probably don't believe you. Okay, so forget that. A guy's a real accident occurs. Guys, yeah, why? Why? Why do you say it?
Because if you cared, then you wouldn't let your dog near your homework. Or
no, then you're saying it's not really an oinus. Then you're saying I don't buy your oinus.
It's not that it's not an oinus, it's that the pshi in the beginning is like megala daito, that you clearly didn't care that much because you didn't care in the beginning.
Oh. Oh. It's the pshi in the beginning. Yeah. That's the problem. Meaning, I believe you it's an oinus. Kuli amalo pligi it's an oinus. But we can phrase it really, you said really two things. Wrapped up in one, which we need to perhaps pick it apart. Do we say the following? And I think this is more logical or intuitive. What we're saying is, since you were poshe at the beginning, I think this is the direction you were going in, John, is that since you were poshe at the beginning, that makes this no longer an oinus. So you're really chayev, not for the pshia, you're chayev for the onus, but it's no longer considered to be an onus because you were poshe in the beginning. Meaning, you wouldn't have had to worry about your car breaking down if you would have had a legitimate plan of getting there in a normal time, right? You would have left a little bit before Shabbos, then the car, the traffic jam, which is an oinus, would not have mattered as much. So the traffic jam is not an oinus because you were poshea in the beginning. This is no longer considered to be an oinus, so you're chayiv for that. We could phrase it differently, though. We could have understood it, and this is the way the Rashba seems to have understood it, is that, no, you're chayav for the initial pshia. You're chayav for the initial pshia. It's true, what occurs in the end is an onus. But since a pshia occurred in the beginning, you're not chayav for the onus. The onus is an onus. You're chayav for the pshia. So, if the onus never occurs, I hand you your item. Here's your item. If the onus never, let's say I was pshia in the beginning, but I managed... Somehow the teacher comes late, right? Or the guy you're going to the interview with comes late. You were poshea, but it all worked out in the end. So there's nothing to be chayv about. But if it doesn't all work out in the end, even though what occurred in the end was an oinus occurred somewhere along the way, let's say you left, you know, late before Shabbos, but, I don't know, some reason, you know, you forgot there was a national holiday or something, and you ended up getting there, you know, it's Good Friday, you ended up getting there, no problem. Even though you were poshea, okay, it all worked out. But what you're really chayav for when an oinus occurs and it doesn't work out is not because this isn't an oinus. This is an oinus. You're chayav for the initial pshia. So again, we can phrase it in one of two ways, and we'll see there's a difference. Is, are you chayav for the initial pshia? Because that was like ridiculous, and you're chayav for that. Even though what occurs in the end is oinus, we just don't care. You're chayav for the pshia. Or is it that the pshia labels the oinus no longer an oinus, but what you're really chayav for is the oinus in the end? So according to the Rashba, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, what you're really chayav for is the pshia. That's why the Rashba says, this pshia, since it's not a pshia gemura, I can allow my dog to be on top of this building because the normal way would be to, you know, jump over here. And there are no kelim there. Even though sometimes it does jump down. And I'll even be chayav nezek shalem because it's not mishuna, it's not that abnormal. And it's something perhaps I probably should have taken into account, but it really doesn't occur with that kind of frequency that I'm a poshea gamur, even though it is normal and I'm chayav nezek shalem, it's not mishuna, it's not a pshia gamura that will, you know, enable me to become chayav what occurred in the end was an onus. Because according to the Rashba, what you're really chayav for is the pshia initially. And the initial pshia over here was not a pshia gemura. It doesn't occur with that kind of frequency that I should have had to anticipate it necessarily to the degree that it should be called a pshia gemura. However, as we'll see, there are other Rishonim who disagree with this whole concept, the whole way of understanding the philosophy of pshia v'sofer ba'onus. It's not that you're chai for the initial pshia, in which case the initial pshia has to be a pshia gemura. It's really because the pshia at the beginning undermines your excuse at the end. It makes it no longer an onus. It makes it that labels what occurs later as a pshia. This seems to be, this whole debate about how to understand Skigos Pshia of Sofa Ba'inis seems to be a machlekes in Rava and Abaye, and as we'll see, it's a machlekes how we show him how to paskin. Look over here, the Gemara says, Meseches Bava Metzia, Rabbi Akiva Eiger makes this whole point. He's really commenting on this Gemara. Alam Mevava Mevez and Bava Metzia. Says the Gemara over here, Chevra, look over here, Oiz Dalit, Itmar. Pasha Bava Yotzel Yagam. Again, what is a Shoyal Chayav for? Anybody remember the last of the four Shoymerim?
There's the Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, Soicher, which has a similar obligation to Shomer Sachar. And then there's the Shoyel, the borrower. What is a borrower chayav for? Basically everything, with the exclusion of Meisumach Machs Melacha. He's even chayav for Onsen. But he's not chayav if I'm using the item and it just breaks. Yeah, fine. So Itmar, Pashaba, the Shoyel is Pashaya. He brings the animal to an agam. An agam is a swamp. The animal really doesn't belong in a swamp. The animal is, a domesticated animal, probably meant for farmland. And I bring the animal to a swamp. Umeisa kedarka, but then, lo and behold, leileni, right, the animal dies. Okay. Umeisa kedarka, died kedarka. So what happened? He was poshea, and bringing it to an agam, to a swamp, but it died. In a normal fashion, natural causes. So Abaye Mishmei the Rabba Amar Chayev, Rava Mishmei the Rabba Amar Potter. Machlekes, what did Rabba say? Abaye said Rabba held you a Chayev. Rava, how the Rabba said you're Potter. Abaye Mishmei the Rabba Amar Chayev. Why does Abaye hold your Chayev? Loi mi bai leman darmit chiyaz v'pshia v'sayif v'bayin is Chayev the Chayev. Certainly, according to the one that holds back in that Gemara about Mitziah and Beizim and Aleph about watching money. If you didn't put it in the ground, you put it in a safe and then it gets stolen, it's an einis, but you were poshea because you're really supposed to guard money in the ground that would prevent it from all eventualities, yeah, and all disasters. You didn't guard in that fashion, and even though an einis occurs later on, you're chayiv. So certainly, according to that opinion, you'd be chayiv here too. The shayel brings the animal to an agam, even though it's mesa kedarka, you were poshea, bring it to the agam. Even according to the one that holds generally, your potter, if you put it in a safe and it gets stolen, that's an inus. Even though you were poshe, you shouldn't have put it in a safe. You should have put it in the ground. Doesn't matter. So if the inus is potter, hakakayev, here you are. My timer. What's the reason? Damrinan havlo da agma katlo. It was the bad air of the swamp that killed the animal. Meaning the lender could say, this wasn't natural causes. This was the stale air, the germs, the bugs that were in the agam that killed my animal. So even if you hold chigas with b'shiyah, v'soif v'banis is potter, here you might be chayiv. Rava disagrees. Rava v'shmei the rabba amar potter. Rava says you're potter. Loi mi boi l'man d'amit chigas with b'shiyah, v'soif v'banis potter, the potter. Certainly according to the one that holds, chigas with b'shiyah, v'soif v'banis is potter, you'd be potter here too. Right, the guy who put the money in the safe and it gets stolen, that's an oinus. You're potter, even though you should have really put it in the ground. Even according to the one that holds, you're chayiv. Hacha potter. Here you're potter. My time. Damina malach hamoves mali hacha mali hasam. The malach hamoves doesn't care where the animal is, if it's in the agam or it's in the farm. Doesn't matter. The Malach HaMoves can get you wherever you are. What is Rava's argument? If you hold Chigasu B'Pshia, V'Saifa Ba'inus is Chayiv, right? A guy put the money in a safe. He really should have put it in the ground to protect it from fire. Fire did not occur. What happened? It was stolen. The safe should have prevented that. It didn't. Should have, but it didn't. So it was an Inus. That's without dispute. But he was Poshe in the beginning. You're Chayiv. That's one opinion in the Gemara. And that's how we paskin. Hear your potter. Why should be potter here? Malach hamavis, mali hacham, mali hasam. Why should be potter? And how do we paskin? So look at the riff. The riff over here quotes Rabbeinu Chanano, who first says, V'av agav de kaimor. Normally, when we have machlek, sabai, and rava, how do we paskin? Normally, we paskin like rava, with the exception of six cases of the yal kagam. Rashi Tevis, yal kagam, yud, ayin, lamin. Kuf Gimel Mem. It's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. What are the cases of Yal Kagam? But okay, Yal Kagam. V'yaf agav the kaimon goyecha the pligi abay v'rava halacha k'rava. B'ho hilksa k'abaye. Here the halacha is like Abaye says Rabbeinu Chanano. The Rif disagrees. Va'anan lo svir lan hachi el hilksa k'rava. Yeah, but what are they arguing about? Says the Rif, they're arguing about this. The issue we've been discussing. The kaimon goyecha the pligi abay v'rava hilksa k'rava bar miyal kagam. We normally pass like rava, and this is not a case of yal kagam. V'yav agav the kaimon t'chiyos m'pshia b'soif v'banis chayiv. One minute, let's just understand rava. It's machlekes had a paskin, but why does rava say what he says? The climate on Chilas Mepshia v'Sayv Gan, but we hold Chilas Mepshia v'Sayv Gan as a scribe. So if the Shoyo brings the animal to a swamp, even though in the end it dies, Mesa Machmas Malacha, that's an Inus, which the Shoyo is potter for, but you shouldn't have brought the animal to a swamp. Why are you potter? Hanimili says the Rif. Dinatrinu ba'orcha da havi nitirutsu le'inyin midi. That's only, this whole rule of Chilas Mepshia v'Sayv Gan only applies when you guard it in a way that's good for certain eventualities, certain scenarios. But it's also pshia with regards to other areas. And there is a third possibility that you could have guarded this item, or a second possibility. See, if you would have put the money in the ground, right? Would the money have been stolen? No. You put it in a safe. A safe is good enough to prevent theft, not fire. But if you had, so it's an inus, without a doubt. If you had, though, put it in the ground, presumably the money would not have been stolen. How would the thief have known where it is? So it is a better guarding, even with regards to the gneva, even though it's sufficient to put it in a safe. So then we apply it to Yosef Rav Shia B'Sof Ba'on, it says the Rif, because I had a better way of guarding it. It was my pshia in not guarding the best possible fashion that led to the onus. When do we apply tchigosu b'pshia v'sofa ba'onus? As Chayev says, Rava, and this is how the Rif paskins, is only if it's my pshia that led to the onus. If I would have put the money in the ground like I was supposed to, the gneva never would have gotten off the ground. It was an onus that he broke into the safe, but we wouldn't have been able to speak about gneva if I would have put it in the ground. So when the pshia leads to the onus, then we apply it to the onus of the pshia b'sefer ba'onus chayv. Hilkach, apagav this nas, mechayev, but says the Rif, three lines from the bottom, last three words on the line, damrinan de'ilav de'posha ba'lo inyan ahumidi, if you had and been poshe and guarding the item, midachrinu ha'vimot lo'on, so the onus never would have occurred. But over here, with regards to the animal in the agam, says Rava, what can I do to guard against the Malach HaMavis? Nothing. I can't do anything. Malach HaMavis can get you wherever you are. Oh, can get this animal wherever he wants. You see, a Malach HaMavis, you need to kill an animal. I wouldn't have thought the Malach HaMavis wastes his time with the animals. But what are you going to do to prevent Mesa Kedarka? Nothing. So it's not the pshia bringing to the agam that led to the onus. You were pshia, without a doubt. You shouldn't have brought the animal there. The only time we apply tchilas b'pshia v'sof ba'onus says the Rif, and according to Rava, is when it is the pshia that leads to the onus. If I would have put the money in the ground, it never would have been stolen. Even though it wasn't onus, it was stolen from a safe. It never would have been stolen because the thief wouldn't have known where it is. Here too. But over here, I'm sorry, it's different. What, even if I brought not brought the animal to the agam, the Malach HaMavis could have gone wherever he is. One has nothing to do with the other. Therefore, here you potter. What does Abaye hold? Abaye holds is chayiv, even if it's not the pshia that leads to the onus. The onus would have occurred no matter what. Since you were poshea, you're chayev. Oh, azoi. And that's how Rabbeinu Chananel paskins. So it says Rabbi Kiva Eger. That's what they're arguing about. They're arguing about this. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, this is how he paskins. When you say tchilas b'pshia v'sof ba'onus is chayev, you're chayev for the initial pshia. The minute you brought that animal to the agam, you became responsible for it because that was negligent. If you would have emerged unscathed, okay, you wouldn't have been potter because lemaisa nothing happened. But once an onus occurs, retroactively you're chayev from the time of the pshia because that itself was a maisa hezek, that itself was negligence when it comes to shomrim. That's you're chayev for the pshia. Even if it's not the pshia that leads to the onus, even if you would not have been poshea, the onus still could have occurred. It doesn't matter. The minute you're poshea, you're chayav for this item to bring it back safely, and if not, you're chayav. According to the Rif, and this is the way, paskins like Rava, this perhaps goes all the way back to Machlokes Abaye and Rava. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger claims. All the way back to Machlokes Abaye and Rava, according to Rava, and that's how the Rif paskins. No. The reason why is because the pshia is megala that the oynes is not an oynes. But that would only be then if we could trace the oynes back to the pshia. If the oynes could have occurred no matter what you did, the malach hamavos can get this animal no matter where it is. So then we wouldn't apply to the oynes of pshia b'sefer b'oynes. Because the oynes is still considered to be a legitimate oynes, as long as it's still can be considered to be a legitimate oynes, you wouldn't be chayav. So B'kiva Eger claims that this Rashba follows the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rashba says in order to be applied the rule of Tchilatzim B'Shir, B'Sayif B'Aynes, it has to be a Pshir Gemura. Why does it have to be a Pshir Gemura? To put the dog on top of the building is not a Pshir Gemura, because typically the animal would jump further out and not jump down, even though it is normal for the animal to jump down too. That's not a Pshir Gemura. It's a Pshir, but not a Pshir Gemura to apply to Tchilatzim B'Shir, B'Sayif B'Aynes. Because according to the Rashba and Rabbeinu Chananel, you really have the initial Pshir. So it has to be a Pshir Gemura. Even if it has nothing to do with the yonis that ultimately occurred. This is not what led to the yonis. Still Yechayim. However, the Rif, and as we'll see Tysus in a second, Paskin like Rava. Now, the only time we apply to the Pshir Gemura the yonis is when the yonis could be traced back to initial Pshir, because what it is the Pshir labels the yonis as no longer an yonis. Because you have some culpability here, some negligence that's involved. Look, Tysus seems to hold, at least in one place, like the Rif. Look, Tysus learns this Gemara in the sense of Metzia like Rava. At least he understood the Machlok as Rava and Abai like the Rif. How we pass into Halach Lamais, we'll have to see in a second. Says the Gemara, Mesedz Bob Metzia over here, I say, have a look. I am Chesim et Alf. Hasoykhar Sachamar, a person rents a donkey. Vailicha Bahar, to use it on top of a hill. Vailicha Babika, he brought it into the valley. Imhechlika Potter, what's more common as you're climbing a hill? To slip. Yeah. But is it cooler or hotter on the top of a mountain? However, usually, what is it? With the exception of Masada, right? It's usually cooler on the top of a mountain, not hotter. So, Mechlika, if it's climbing, if it slips going down to the valley, that's you know, it's easier to go down than up, yeah, when at least with regards to slipping, usually. So then, you're potter. Imhuchama chayev. But since the valley is hotter than the owner who lent, you know, who rented you the animal initially anticipated, if you bring it into a valley which is hotter, and the animal overheats, then you're chayev. Lelicha bebik, I rented it to go into a valley. Lelicha behar, in the end, I put it onto a hill. So I changed from what I initially rented it for. So imhechlika, I increased the likelihood, you know, the likelihood, the possibility of it slipping, then you're chayv. Imhuchama, it's less likely that it will overheat in the bika. So imhuchama, if the animal overheats, then I'm potter. Because this animal should have been able to withstand the heat of a har, if it would be able to withstand the heat of a bika. It might not have the traction or the climbing skills to handle the har. So therefore, if I bring it onto a har and I only rented it for a bika, you'd be chayv. So Frank Tysus though, Vim Toymar, why am I potter if it overheats? What did I do? I took the animal and I rented it for a bika, for the valley. I brought it into a har. Is that right or wrong? Right? Are you doing the right thing over here? Are you taking care of this animal? No, you're not. Why? You're poshea, because the animal could easily slip. Let's say it doesn't slip, but it now overheats. So your tchilas of b'pshia, vis-a-vis the slipping, even if it overheats, that's an onus. The animal should have been able to handle the heat of a har, right? It was able to handle the heat of a bika, which is hotter, should have been able to handle it, much more breezy on top of a har, should have been able to handle that. But an onus occurs and it overheats. So says Tysus, yeah, but you were poshea, so your onus on the overheating, but you were poshea on the slipping. You brought it into a har, it was really meant for a bika. So, Bim Tavu, Man, the Omer, Leal, Tchilas, Mepshia, Vesef, Ben, Eschav, Am I Potter? Why are you Potter if it overheats? Ha, Tchilas, Mepshia, Ha, Yolin, and Huchlaka. You're Poshea, with regards to slipping, you should be Chayiv, therefore, with regards to overheating. Says Taisvis, no. Like Rava, Delo, Mechayiv, Ela, Ba'oines, Sheh, Litlois. Shem, Loya, Mishana, Epshloya, Ba'oines. The only time we can say, if we could trace the oynes back to the initial pshia. Here, the fact that it overheated on the mountain calls the kingdom loshina. The animal wasn't prepared for any heat. So if you would have brought it to a bika, certainly would have overheated. So the oynes has nothing to do with the pshia.
That's exactly Rava's point. The guy takes the animal into a swamp. Even according to Man Omer, here you're potter. The Malach HaMavis, Mali Hakam, Mali Hakam, Malach HaMavis could have gotten you wherever you are. So one can't be traced back to the other. So you see that Tosis learned Rava like the Rif. What Rava is coming to be Mechadesh, and that's how the Rif Paskins, is that the only time we apply to the Yosef of Pshia for Seif of Oinus is if the Oinus could be traced back to the Pshia. If the two are separate from one another, we wouldn't apply it. Because the oinus is no longer considered to be an oinus and it can be traced back to the Pshia. According to the Rir, Rabbeinu Chananel, according to Abaye, according to the Rashba, which we all agree to that, is chayav because the Pshia itself is mechayav you. And then, no matter what happens afterwards, you're chayav. Because you should never have been in that situation in the first place. Doesn't matter, even if the Pshia would not have prevented, you can never prevent the design. Doesn't matter. We'll see, though, look over here, in the continuation of the Gemara, this issue comes up again, and it makes a big difference. Not only in terms of a onus that cannot have been traced back to the Pshia, but another difference as well. Let's continue on in the Gemara. Where were we? Omer of Zvid. Yeah, maybe 10 lines from the bottom of Chafal from the base. Omer of Zvid, Mishmei de Rava. Pamim. Sometimes it occurs. Shafiu nafu na michayev. Even if the animal falls on the kelim yachayev, mishkachas lo. How do you have such a case? Because of reuah, a weak wall. Yeah, but 1 minute. Why should the animal fall because of a weak wall? My nihu di boyle lasuke daite denafu arche. He has to be careful. The bricks shouldn't fall. Yeah, but the bricks didn't fall. So lo nafli arche nafu inu. The animal fell. Yeah, but chilasu bepshia v'seifu ba'inesu. So that should be Tchilas B'Pshia V'Seifa Ba'Oinus. The bricks could have fallen, even though it's not the bricks that fell, it's the animal that fell. It's Tchilas B'Pshia V'Seifa Ba'Oinus. Yeah, but what about according to the one who holds Tchilas B'Pshia V'Seifa Ba'Oinus is Potter? Well, it's Tzricha says the Gemara because of Tzar. It's not a wall that's weak, but a wall that's very thin, that there's no way this animal could have, not that he's poshel with regards to bricks falling off, and then even though in the end it's not the bricks that fell off, it's the animal that fell off. So you're poshel with regards to your poshel in the beginning, even though what occurred in the end was an onus. Here, even the onus can be traced back to the pshia. If the animal never would have been there to knock the bricks off, he certainly wouldn't have fallen off. So according to the one who holds the gods with pshia, says, but he says, chayev, there you'd be chayev, without a doubt. But what about according to the one who holds potter? In the end, the bricks didn't fall. It's the animal that fell. Now we're talking about it's a weak wall or it's a very thin wall. In which case, there's no doubt that the animal would have, or is at least a great possibility, the animal could fall off and break the kelim. Therefore, if you let your animal be in that kind of dangerous situation, you'd be chayv not only for kafzi, the animal jumps and breaks the kelim, you'd be chayv for nafal too. Then the Gemara continues on here. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan and quotes a braisa. Hakelav agedisha dilgu mimata lamayla peturin. If a dog or a goat jump from a elevated position to a lower position, peturin. No, from a lower position to a higher position, peturin. Milmaila lamata, from a higher elevated position to a lower position, chayovin. Because that's normal. It's not normal for the dog to jump up, the goat to jump up. It's normal for them to jump down. Other v'tarnigol, person or a chicken, shadilgu bein momata, momayla lamata, bein momata lamayla, chayovin. The animal, the chicken, whether they jump up, or they jump down, chayov, because that's normal. Okay? It's normal, though, only for the dog, or the goat, to jump down, not to jump up. All right. The Gemara quotes another braisa, though. Vatanya, but we have a braisa that contradicts this. Hakele vagidi shadilgu, a dog or a goat that jump. Bein momayla lamata, Bein momata lamayla peturin. Whether the animal, the dog, or the goat jump from an elevated position to a lower position and break kelim, or they jump from a lower position to an elevated position and break kelim, you're potter. You see, it's not normal either way. 1 minute. We just said, though, in another braisa that said if the dog or the goat jump from an elevated position to a lower position, it's normal, you're chayev. Over here it says you're potter. Contradiction, classical contradiction. So Tirgumara Papa. Papa explains, De apich mepoch. Kalba b'zekira v'gedia b'sericha. Anybody know what that means? Everybody up to this? What that means is? What does that mean?
One was jumping, the other was climbing.
They were jumping in an abnormal way for that animal, right? So we did say it is normal for the animal to jump from an elevated position to a lower position, but in their normal way. So a gedi like hops, and the dog kind of like claws its way down. Over here, the dog hopped, and the gedi kind of slid down or clawed its way down. That's abnormal. So even though it is normal, typically, for them to jump from a lower elevated position to a lower position, a bei kalim that you are chayim for, here it jumped in an abnormal way. Ihachi, says the Gemara, if that's the case, peturim, why are they, am I peturim? Why are they pater? Pater min ezek shalom, v'chayavim v'chatzi nezek. It's true, you're pater. In all these cases, you're pater from ezek shalom, but why aren't you chayim v'chatzi nezek? I'm sorry, am I peturim? Why are you pater? If it is normal at the end of the day for the animal to jump, so it did, sure, it jumped in an abnormal way, but why are you potter? You should be chayvin ezek shalom. So the Gemara says, you're right. Potter min ezek shalom, b'chayavim b'chatzin ezek. It did break halim, and it was abnormal. Okay, you didn't have to anticipate it, but you should have anticipated the animal might jump, even though it jumped in an abnormal way. If you shouldn't have anticipated the animal will do this at all, that's potter. But if, you know, the animal, you should have anticipated will do this, but it happened to have done it in an abnormal way, it jumped from a low, higher position to a lower position, just it jumped abnormally. So why are you putter? You should be chayv nezek shalom. You should have guarded your animal better. So the Gemara says, you're right. You're putter min nezek shalom v'chayavim b'chatzin nezek. All right, fine. Chayv, we got the case. What's the problem here, though? Well, let's say the animal had jumped from an... Where's the animal? The animal's in an elevated position. Elevated platform. It jumped down. The animal jumped down in an abnormal way. We get that. So what are you chayv only for? Chatzin nezek. It's meshuna. Let's say it had jumped down in a normal way. What would you have been chayiv? Nezek shalom. So should you have let the animal be there? No. Because it might typically, you know, conceivably jump down. What would you be chayiv if it jumped down? Normally? Nezek shalom. What did it do? It jumped abnormally. It's a chati nezek. Frektosis? 1 minute. If tchilaso b'pshiyah v'soyfa ba'ainis is chayiv. Were you poshay on letting the animal be there in the normal way? Yeah, you know, jump down normally? Yes. So even though it jumped down in an abnormal way, why don't we say to you, Yotzim Ibshiv, it's Haifa Bainas, it's Haifa again. Let's just get the visual of the case over here. We have an animal, a gedi. Again, I won't do you the disservice of trying to draw these animals. And it would have, let's say, jumped down normally, right? It would have, in its normal way, it would have been Nezek Shoah. What did it do? It jumped down in an anal rodeo, right? Or what we'll call Mishuna. They jumped down in the Mishuna way. So Chatzi Nezek. But why? You should have let the animal be there in the first place. So Tchigaso B'Pshia. B'Sofa Ba'ainis is Chayiv. So why don't I say then, since you were Tchigaso B'Pshia of Nezek Shalem, even though what occurred in the end was a Chatzi Nezek Ones, you should be Chayiv what? Nezek Shalem. You hear the Kasha? That's Tosis Kasha. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos over here. The apach meipach vim toima leman the yomet chilas b'pshia v'soifah b'aynes chayiv lechayim nezek sholem. Let him be chayim nezek sholem. The chilas b'pshia do orche. It could have jumped down normally. V'soifah b'aynes the lav orche. True, what occurred in the end was an aynes. It's abnormal. We should be chayiv nonetheless for nezek sholem. Says Tosfos. Yesh loymar. Deloy amar mishum the chilas b'pshia legabi rega lechayim nezek sholem legabi keren. We don't say, since you were poshea for regel, or jumping in the normal way, that you're chayiv for nezek shalom with regards to keren, which is abnormal. Mishuna, all mishuna is keren, just like gorim. Dafil poshea gamor le'inyin keren lo chayav to Torah el chatzi nezek. Even though you were poshea, you should have guarded your animal better, you're still only chayiv chatzi nezek. So therefore, even though you were poshea for regel, which would have been Nezek Sholem, you're still in Chayv Chatzi Nezek for the Karen, which ultimately is what occurred. Look over here, Yamsha Shlomo rephrases Tosfos. Look at the Yamsha Shlomo over here, Oizvav. Ve'ein lomar, sof sof, t'chilasu b'pshil inyan kvitza kedarkam, v'sofu b'shinoi v'ya Chayv Nezek Sholem. Don't say you're Chayv Nezek Sholem because of the pshia on the Nezek Sholem.
Even if we'll be an honest mamish, you'd say you're chayiv because of the tchil b'pshia. Certainly, we should say nezek shalem. Certainly, where you do bear some culpability, we should say nezek shalem. The chayiv nezek shalem, where the pshia was nezek shalem. Zeh eino. This is not true. Dim lo kein karen b'chatzar nizik v'olam nezek shalem isham. Then every time you have karen b'chatzar nizik, you should pay nezek shalem, because if you're posheya for rega or for shane, even though what occurred in the end was karen, is mishuna, it should be a posheya for rega and shane. Should be chayiv nezek shalem. No matter where it occurs or when it occurs, if it's abnormal, it's Karen. We can't say Tchilas B'Pshia from one Av to suffer bonus with another Av. So what did Tosis effectively say? Tosis effectively said is that if in the end what occurs is Mishuna, all you pay is Chatzi Nezek. I don't care that it began with a pshia of Nezek Shalem. Why doesn't Tosis care? Tosis says in the end, whatever occurs is Sofer B'Aynes. Sofer B'Aynes, it's true you are Chayiv, you're Chayiv Mishuna Chatzi Nezek, that's fine. The pshia of Nezek Shalem cannot be Mechayiv me more than what actually occurred in the Chatzi Nezek. Why not? Because Taisus holds, when you say Tchilas B'Pshia B'Sefer Ba'Aynes, what are you chayev for? You're chayev? Like the riff. You're chayev for the onus. All the Pshia does is make this no longer an onus. It modifies this. But you're never chayev for the Pshia. You're chayev for the onus. It's just no longer considered an onus because it was a Pshia that preceded it, which it could be traced back to. So therefore, Taisa says, if in the onus is what occurred, or you know, maximum, you can be chayav for this action, whether with pshia gemura or no pshia gemura, is chatzi nezek, because this is karen, even though the pshia, right, was with Shane and Regel of jumping, and that is nezek shalem, you're not chayav for the pshia, you're chayav for this later action, for the ultimate what occurred, and since what ultimately what occurred is karen, all you pay is chatzi nezek. That only makes sense, though, according to the Rif and Rava, that the pshat and tchilas b'pshia v'sofer ba'onis is that the pshia modifies the onus, makes it no longer an onus. But over here, in the end of the day, you're really chayv for the onus. Just it's no longer considered to be an onus. But if all you can be chayv for in the onus is chatzi nezek, that's all you can be chayv for here as well. If you would say the other way, what you really chayv for is the pshia. If the pshia was nezek shalem, so then you're chayv already at that moment. Once once something happens, you're chayv already retroactively back to that moment in time. You could conceivably be chayv for nezek shalem, even though what occurred in the end was karen. So look over here. Rav Chaim makes this point in his sefer Miginze Hagrach, which is one of these part of the who knows where it came from, but somewhere in the Brisker family of Kisvei Yad or pseudo Kisvei Yad. So it says over here, Oizai v'nei, hatam le tchilas v'pshia v'sofer ba'onis lo amrina me'av la'av. Why don't we apply it from one av of regel to keren? Mishum lo nemar, hach din le tchilas v'pshia v'sofer ba'onis ha'o inyan din onis. You really chai for the onis, just the pshia modifies it and makes it no longer an onis. Avalo b'sharei pturim, denim nogam le din onis. All the pshia, initial pshia does is make it no longer an onis. But if in the end of the day, even the onis itself is an action which you can't be chayv more than chatzi nezek for, you remain only chayv chatzi nezek. V'chinam chatzi nezek shel tam avi poter shalom din onis. The chatzi nezek of Karen has nothing to do with the fact that it's onis. Al kein lo amina tchilas b'pshia b'sofer ba'onis me'av li'av. Therefore, we don't apply it from one av nezikin to another. All right, tomorrow we're going to go on at these two dots. There's a whole big sugya of Isha Mishim Chitza of Nogea Kol Torah Kula. Mamish. Continue on with that.